Basha Bilal is here with her band to play live. Her debut album, Oh My Darling, has been finding an audience in the viral way things happen today. The Toronto native made music at university, mostly with friends, and went to producer Howard Billerman's studio where the likes of Arcade Fire had worked. And she recorded the songs, and now her album is out there in the States after success at home and in Europe. Sitting in our studio, surrounded by auto harps and other found instruments, I ask Basha to tell the story of the album.
I just wanted sort of a memory of what my friends and I were all up to and the kind of shenanigans, the folksy shenanigans we had been up to. And then it kind of developed into something a little bit more commercial, I suppose, in the long run.
Now, you were going to school in London.
Ontario.
Studying music or
yeah,
studying?
Yeah, I was actually studying literature. I was studying English and French and Spanish books and poems.
So where did all these musicians come from?
They were just around.
Yeah?
Well, I've always played music all my life, and my brother and I, we've played together ever since we have been able to walk and talk. My mom taught music. So that's sort of how we started. And everyone else around, we just kind of started. It's London, Ontario is a smaller town, and the university's pretty easy to get to know people. So it was just sort of a matter of finding all the right people. And Holly, I used to live with Holly. We were roommates. So a lot of the songs I wrote with her in the next room over, and I would run over next door and say, okay, what do you think? And do you have a ukulele? Can you play the ukulele on this? And
well, she has a ukulele today. So
she does.
Good.
She has two.
There's auto harps, ukuleles. That looks kind of like a zither.
It's a sort of auto harp zither hybrid that I believe is called a pianoette. I thought it was, but then it's missing the original labeling for it. So this is my guess. It could be a pianoette or a piano mandolette. Strange contraptions made around here, actually, around Philadelphia, according to some auto harp enthusiasts that I met recently on tour.
Well, if you've heard Basha's album, you've heard some of these instruments, but not like this, friends. What do you want to begin with?
We're going to start with a song called The Pilgriming Vine.
Sometime now I've been divining the end of a snowy morning. Sometime now I've been afraid that the pilgrim in mine is finally coming to take me. I could be one of them waiting. I could be one of them falling down below. So quietly wishing my own name never looks down by the maypole. If he goes, never looks down. If he tomorrow I'll know if there's silver in your eyes crossing down on your cheek. And tomorrow I'll know by the rubies in your voice. They've been calling your name to me lately. You have been one of them waiting. I have been one of them falling down below. So tell me you're always my own. Never look down.
That's the Pilgriming Vine, and that is beautiful. That's Bacha Bulat playing live for us. Suddenly, you're in a beer hall in Prague or something. That's absolutely.
Well, thanks. That was what we were going for.
That's good. You got it. Which begs the question about where does this come from, and what is your musical background? What did you sing before you got to, you know, what were your influences?
Well, growing up, we always had music around our house because my mom taught piano and guitar. And sort of when my brother and I would sort of sneak away and listen to all the stuff that when we were supposed to be sleeping as little kids, we were listening to the sort of golden oldies radio stations. So we really grew up on sort of older American music from the 50s and 60s. And even a little bit before that, all the Stax and Motown and stuff like that was sort of what we grew up on. And I still, most of that music still really sticks with me today. And lately, it's always kind of the same people, and even beyond that, the pop music, it's sort of Odetta and Bob Dylan and all those people kind of really stay with me even now.
But these arrangements are just absolutely, I mean, throughout the record, and particularly on that song, it's just absolutely wonderful. And you recorded this in Montreal with Howard Millerman, who people may know. I guess he was a drummer with Arcade Fire for a while.
He was at one time, yeah. He's made 300 records. He's worked with great bands, The Deers and Tricky Woo and, gosh, Silver Mount Zion and Godspeed. He's made so many great records. So it was amazing to be able to work with him, and he's a very dear friend, and he really believed in what we were doing. So I've learned a lot from him, and it was a great experience to record there.
It's really interesting. You said you wanted to do one of my favorite pieces on the album, which is the kind of the opening of the record, which is a beautiful little piece. Was this conceived as the opening or just a song?
A bit of both. I think we had been messing around with, Hollywood had been messing around with some chords, and then I kind of thought, oh my gosh, this is it. Play these chords in this way. And I had a song almost instantly, and we kind of knew it had to be the first song on the record. Those words had been sitting in my brain a long time, but I hadn't really found the right melody for it or anything until somehow it just kind of worked. So.
Well, it's not first in our session, but can you do that?
Sure, yeah. Great. This song's called Before I Knew.
Oh, it was the first time I fell in love, the first time I felt my heart, was the first time I sang out loud. All through the night, but before I knew it, I was lost. Before I knew, I was a prayer's honor, and I still can't find a way to make it right. Whatever it was that made you wrong, I would have found it if you couldn't fall. Too far, but my arms are
Basha Bulat and this great band are playing live for us today on the Cafe, and that is a version of Before I Knew, a slightly elongated version of the one that that begins the disc. Now, this disc actually, I don't know how this works out this way, but we're getting it kind of late here in the States.
Yeah.
It's been everywhere. And I guess my question would be, have you... this kind of gathered up that bunch of songs that you did at university. Have you been writing since, and what's been going on with that?
Yeah, actually, it's one of those things that I have a lot of songs in my head all the time. So actually, the next song we're going to play is a new one on the Pianoette, which is like that weird hybrid.
Oh, cool. It's
sort of a weird hybrid between auto harp and dulcimer, zither. It's sort of a weird thing that... can't really find them anymore today. I think it's 100 years old, but I found it online by chance. So I started trying to find all sorts of misfit instruments that I could write songs on. And I still love the guitar, obviously, but somehow I'm drawn a little bit to the misfits these days.
All right. So this is the Pianoette.
Pianoette, I think.
Pianoette.
The trouble is always seeing the strings because they kind of make a shadow and you can't really tell. There's a reason why they failed commercially in a terrible way. Okay, well, let's try one.
Thoughts behind, I came just to remind.
Basha Bilad is playing live today. Does that have a name?
It didn't have a name. And then suddenly when people started putting videos up of it on YouTube, they started putting The Shore as the name of it. So I think I might just keep it as that. It seems kind of nice and simple. And maybe it's meant to be that if everyone else seems to think it is. So it's kind of fun.
And it almost had to be written with that instrument. That's kind of cool the way that sounds, dear.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it just sort of that. As soon as I found it, I tuned it up very carefully. And as soon as I started playing it, that was the first song that came onto it. So
that's beautiful. Basha Bilad is our guest. And what would you like to finish up with?
I think we'll finish with In the Night, which is another zither harp tune. I guess I've used all. Oh, no, I used a guitar. Yeah. So yeah. It's another harp tune, but it's a little bit more upbeat. So it's one of my favorite songs to play because everybody kind of gets to be really rambunctious on it. So
watch out. Here we go.
Hopes that you've been holding on to for so long, and the fires you've been chasing out now are all gone. I can tell you are a long way from the one you love. Oh, the night it takes so long to fall. Oh, in the night, oh, in the night, oh, in the night, I will hide away my fortunate son. He's soon to fall.
That's In the Night. That's Basha Bilad, who's playing live for us. And I just realized, Basha, we've spent more time meeting the instruments than the players. So you should say who's playing here today.
Sure. My dear friend Mike Javorski is playing the keyboards. My brother Bobby Bilad is playing the percussion. Miss lovely Allison Stewart is playing the viola. And the lovely Holly Kosh is playing the ukulele and vocals. And Allison's singing as well. And my name is Basha, and I'm singing and playing the harps.
Harps and the guitar.
Harps and guitar. I keep forgetting about that guitar.
Sounded good. Thank you so much for playing live. It sounded great, and I can't wait for album number two. Sounds good.
Thank you so much for having us.